Based on the story Tarzan of the Apes by Edgar Rice Burroughs and the Disney film Tarzan, the stage musical version of Tarzan features a book by David Henry Wang, as well as music and lyrics by Phil Collins. The Berkshire Theater Group presents Tarzan at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts through the 16th of August. Tarzan, of course, follows the story of an orphan boy raised by gorillas in the jungle, struggling to find balance between his human instinct and animalistic education. Tarzan's life is altered forever when he encounters his first human, the curious and wonderful Jane. Directed by Travis Daly, the BTG production features over 100 talented Berkshire youth. We'll talk about all of this with Travis, who joins us, along with Tim Jones, who plays Tarzan, as well as Helly Aguero, who is one of the actors playing Jane. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very nice to have you with us. Okay, so Travis, tell us about this production and how it came about and all that good stuff.
Well, it's a show that I think we've been talking about doing for a number of years. It's an incredible score by Phil Collins. So, you know, a few years ago, just started listening to it and was just absolutely in love with the music. I mean, it's incredible pop rock with a great message. So I think when you can just merge positivity with fun rock and music, like how can you lose right there?
Yeah, that's good. So how long is this version been around for a while for stage?
Yeah, this version opened in the early 2000s, and then I think just over the last couple of years, the rights came out where you could kind of nationally get it if you wanted to produce a production of it.
Now we'll talk about the kids aspect to this, but just talk about how this fits into that overall mission. I mean, you do basically a show like this once a year.
We do. We do a big show where we include lots of kids, but the really cool thing about it is how we tier the show and then surround them with professionals, designers, performers like Tim, Haley, Hannah, and many more who support and mentor and develop themselves, but they're also teaching the next generation, how to tell stories, how to be, balance discipline and fun to come together for this message or whatever message it could be year to year.
Well, Tim, did you ever think you'd be playing Tarzan?
I never thought I would. No.
What happened?
I got in shape.
And then you just had to, right?
And then it was like, well, now I have to go to the gym. I get fired if I don't now.
That's right. Yeah, it's a good kick in the pants, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I didn't want them to have to paint abs on me like the movie 300 or anything like that, because then everyone in the audience would notice that.
So once you have the abs, do you then have to? You still worry about the acting, though, right?
At times, yeah. Sometimes you're just sitting there flexing, and you forget that you have to make people, feel emotions at the same time. No, it's pretty great. It's interesting getting just sort of you're surprisingly you give a more honest performance when you're not trying to come across as a civilized person, when you're just trying to be an animal. It's actually much easier to sort of do that acting stuff naturally because you don't get to, humans hide everything and apes don't. You just get to like do whatever you want, more or less.
Yeah, you don't have to deal with the rules of our society.
Yeah, you don't have to hide your emotions. If you feel, if Tarzan feels that he doesn't like Clayton at the moment, I go directly into Brandon Lee's ear and I shout the word ooh in his ear and it scares him and I just go off to the side of the stage and laugh. It's pretty great. I spend most of my time just messing with people because that's what an ape would do.
Mm-hmm. So now, are you just out of school?
I am a newly graduated person. I just graduated from Worcester Polytechnic Institute in Worcester, Mass.
Okay, so then you go to the show. Now, what was your familiarity / relationship with the theater prior to that?
I worked with Berkshire Theater Group for the first time in 2014 when I was a high school student in Pittsfield. I was able to work on the winter production of Christmas Carol for 2 years as a junior and senior in high school. And then when I was in college, it was a very sensible next step as a performer to return to a company that I knew took care of its people to look to advance, my own artistic career, because I knew that they would help me go in the direction I wanted to. So I was able to look to the company to come back and keep performing. So it was pretty awesome coming back to BTG after a few years.
Now, and I apologize for the simplistic nature of this question, but are you on the ropes?
I am on the ropes. I'm swinging.
Yeah,
we swing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you get to do that too, Haley?
Oh, I do. It's so exciting.
Yeah. Now, this is your third year with the festival?
Yes. Yes, it is. And I've enjoyed every year I've been here.
So what brought you back? What is interesting in this particular performance for you?
Well, it's honestly the people. I mean, you can do anything. There's theater everywhere. But the reason I come back to Berkshire Theater Group is because I get to work with wonderful people like Travis Daly, who is, I'm really great friends with him on and off the stage. And what's really interesting about this production is not only do you have, you know, actors like me and Tim, but you also have these little kids running around that are honestly have become my little siblings that I get to learn from, and you get to feed off their energy. And then you have older actors, like the one playing Porter, my father in the show. And so you get to learn all over the place. If you don't learn something, you're not trying hard enough. I mean, it's just, there's people everywhere, there's love everywhere, and it's truly something special.
I know there's some 100 kids involved, is that right?
We do, yeah, with actors, student musicians, tech, we're definitely over 100.
And
sure.
Are they involved in every particular show, or do they rotate, or how does that work?
I would say probably 70 or so are involved in every show. And then we have like a rotating chorus of like the younger kids who do a couple moments in the show. And it's kind of like just like a tiered system where they get to have an experience and then over the next 2-3 years work their way up. And then, you know, who knows, become one of the leads.
So I know we talked about this, we have talked about this with you in the past, but give us a sense of that program of bringing these kids, how you locate them, you find them, and you nurture them.
So our education program reaches, I think, 13,000 students every year. We have lots of in-school writing classes, after-school acting, and we'll meet a lot of students through that, have them come audition for our summer show, Christmas Carol, our educational touring show. We just did a production of Lion King Jr. last year that had probably about 80 students in that. So within all of that, we'll have open calls, too, and meet new students who come in. But, I mean, I want to say probably 75% of these kids will do everything we do over the course of the year and then bring their friends in. So it becomes this thing where you can work with these kids for 2, 3, 4, 5 years or more, and then there's also new kids coming in every year, which makes it super special, and you can really create a kind of a cool core, but keep it open so that in the auditions, you know, every role is open from whomever wants to come in and try out for it.
So, Tim, so you said high school, right? You
Correct.
And what is that like when you're doing a high school production, but it's not at high school and it's in front of an audience and you're on the stage of
It's honestly, it's awesome. It's so much more than the things I had in school with the theater productions that I would put on, where it's getting to work with these career professionals is something more than I really ever thought I would ever have. It's honestly awesome with all of the lighting and the set design mm-hmm. and all the people you get to work with. It's this ridiculously professional environment mm-hmm. that I feel so lucky to be a part of. It's just so humbling getting to have that gift every mm-hmm. single day.
And to what Haley was saying a moment ago about working with the kids, what do you get out of that?
It's honestly really awesome and very, very humbling, because you remember the times working with BTG as a younger person where you'd look at these older actors and you would just kind of stare at them in awe and wonder, just wondering how someone could, you know, be this awesome performer. And then, you know, you'll come off stage and you'll see a kid staring at you that way and you go, oh my God, like that mm-hmm. used to be me looking at these older actors. And then you grow up and you become one of those older actors. It's really awesome having these kids who are just always telling you that they loved this song and you did a great job. They're just kind of the best part. They're your mm-hmm. little, they're there for you and they're watching you in the wings, and it's great.
What at what point do you tell them to stop staring at you?
I would say,
Hey Ethan, just stop staring at him, will you?
I would say when I can feel their eyes.
Yeah. It's
but,
a little disconcerting.
But I don't need to
it?
See them anymore.
I can understand that. What have the audiences been like?
Really receptive. I mean, I think when you have that pop rock Phil Collins music, it just creates the atmosphere for an open, great time. I mean, they have, you know, they've written show-stopping numbers like Son of Man and Trashing the Camp that are very interactive, but at the same time, we're able to do that, but then have really intimate duets. So I've kind of, from audience members, heard the entire kind of spectrum of emotions, from like these really tender, touching moments to just great fun.
And you do it for a good length of time. I mean, you're all up for almost a month.
Yeah, it's totals 26 performances.
That's
so
great.
We've had a few so far, and have a great long run still to go for the performers and for the audience to come check it out.
That's through the 16th of August, and I'll give more information in a second. And then Haley, then what are you off to do?
I'm actually staying at Berkshire Theater Group as an artist in residence, and I am working with Travis in all of the after-school programs he's talked about previously.
Yep.
I will be involved in the touring show, and I'll help out with Christmas Carol. So I'm really excited to be a part of the things that I've heard about for so long and wanted to see for so long, and things that Tim has been a part of. I'm just excited to finally give back to the community year-round.
That's
and not
great.
Just during the summer.
Excellent. And Tim, what's next for you?
I will be returning to Worcester to do my master's, but in that time I'm going to be tossing my hat into the ring in the Boston theater scene and seeing if there's anything cool to work on out there.
Is there?
I would certainly hope so.
I've heard wonderful things.
I don't know
what the Boston theater scene is.
It's a very good community that I only recently found out about. It's actually, there's a lot of really good projects out there.
Very cool. So, and you would hope to do this for the rest of your life, yes?
I would certainly hope so.
This is the dream? This is what you want to do?
This is the dream, and we're going to chase her.
Why not? What else is there to do? what's up after this? Haley has outlined a little bit of what you're working on.
Yeah. We go right into prepping our educational touring show, and then that will run from October through next May, hitting a lot of local schools and stuff like that.
What's that show?
That'll be a Magic Treehouse musical that we'll be doing. And then we'll do our annual Christmas show after that, and then, you know, getting ready for probably a kids' spring musical, and then, you know, the big summer show, whatever that could be, next year.
So you'll always do a summer show. There's always a summer show that you do?
That's the way we've done it, you know, for a long time. You never know year to year, but that's usually the plan. And I think we're open to any possibility next year. But I think doing a big inclusive musical is just really important for what we try to do with the theater.
Yeah. Is it hard to find material?
It can be. I do tons of research. I mean, I check out all of the licensing companies to look for shows, and there's still a few that we haven't done that, you know, I'm sure Kate's interested in that, who knows, next year, over the next few years, we could do. But yeah, trying to do a big musical that we can fit 100 people into, but still try to have, young professionals come in is really important to us.
Kay McGuire, who's the CEO. What's her official title now?
Artistic director and CEO.
Okay, excellent. And when you think about the stuff that's out there, Tarzan really works because you're doing this version, the Disney musical. So obviously, kids are well aware of it, and the story of Tarzan is legendary and known by probably everyone.
Yeah, of course. I think, you know, there's been lots of movies in the big Disney film that came out in the early 2000s. But, you know, with this show, what's really cool is, you know, there were probably six or so songs that Phil Collins wrote for the movie, but he wrote an additional 11 for this show. They're just candy. They're just beautiful songs.
Well, all of this is happening in the Berkshire Theater Group, and you can see Tarzan through the 16th of August. At the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Here's how you find out more information. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org, BerkshireTheaterGroup.org. Travis Daly, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you here. Hallie Aguero, have fun with this and the future projects with
BDG.
Thank
you so much.
Very nice. Tim, good luck to you.
Ooh.
Oh. So you get to grunt.
Oh, 90% of my lines.
Shirtless grunting. Excellent. BerkshireTheaterGroup.org will be, thank you all very much. Always nice to have you here. We'll be back after the short break.